Don't look around. Look down. I'm not a bug. I'm a fairy. I may be small and have wings, but I have an entirely human body. It's just very, very small. I'm here at the Fairy King's behest. Usually that is a bad thing for you mortals, but you apparently are different. You slew those goblins the other day. They were rogues from the fairy courts and an exile, but they were trying to return and cause trouble for both Fae and man alike. In putting an end to them, you did the king a favor, so he sent me to give you a reward. What is it? Well, that's the thing. He was very vague about the reward. The fairy king is like that. He told me to see that you experienced a fairy tale. I was too afraid to ask him specifically what he meant, but I had time to think it over as I searched for you in the forest. You see, fairies often speak in riddles or use wordplay, and the king especially so. And then I realized that maybe he didn't mean tale as in story, but instead tale as in that thing hanging off the rear of animals and some fae people. Except fairies such as myself don't have a tail, just a cute little bottom. I started to think that I was supposed to give you that as a reward, but... Sorry, it's a pun now, I guess. But I can't give you my bottom, can I? Not literally. I mean, I can't just hand it over to you. But I suppose I could show it to you. Even let you touch it if you wanted. Even the men of the Fae have not touched that yet. Not even the Fairy King. I see you looking at me all dubious-like. It's because I'm so small, isn't it? What fun is it to see or even touch the bottom of a girl who's only a few inches tall? Sorry, I should have done this sooner. You see, we fairies can alter our size. Before your people came to our land, we were tall and walked around in the open. Now we stay small and hide in the forest and in the other realms. See? I'm growing now, and my cute little outfit with it, conveniently enough. My wings, too. And my pert little bottom. Well, sorry. The breasts stay proportionate to the rest of my body still. I know some mortal men like their women more buxom. This is it. This is as tall as I get. Am I still too short? I'm hundreds of years old, but I look even younger than you do. And in the time scale of my people, I'm still not much more than a girl. I was surprised when the Fairy King sent me out to you. I would have thought he'd have sent someone a few centuries older. And you? You've barely been alive more than the blink of an eye. At least as far as my people measure time. And I'll keep looking this way forever, long after you've turned to dust. Sorry, I shouldn't remind a mortal like you of your mortality. I'm supposed to be here to reward you, even if it is a very unusual reward. But I'm not one to defy the Fairy King. I hope you do not either. It would be rude to reject his gift. It might make him mad, and it would make me a little sad. I'm a vain little fairy, I guess. I'd like to think my youthful body might hold some appeal for a mortal man. Would you like to see it? I'd like to take you someplace special to show it to you. There's a little waterfall not too far from here, partially in the fairy world. It's where I always bathe. Just take my hand, and we'll be right there. I told you. Isn't it beautiful? The way the water comes down all misty and sparkling and falls into the little lake. And there's even a little fairy house nearby for when I need to sleep. Shall I show you my bottom now? We'll need to take off our clothes anyway for us to shower properly. Then I can give you a proper bathing as part of your reward. I don't think the Fairy King will mind. You won't mind seeing me without this adorable little dress, will you? If you do, you should tell me now, before I take it all off. What do you think? It's womanly enough, isn't it? At least for what I'm offering to do with you. The breasts are small. When I cut my hands over them, you can't see them at all. But see, they're still here. All perky and feminine and pretty and pink in the right places. And my bottom, it's just as unbearably cute as before. But now it's bare naked, just like the rest of me. All firm and kind of spankable, if you're into that kind of thing. I don't know if I am, but we could always find out, I guess. I'm supposed to let you have the fairy tale. If you want this body, or at least the part I'm offering to you, by order of the Fairy King, you should take off your clothes. Don't wait too long. I think I can see you age as I watch you. You're likely to grow old and die before I properly reward you, which would be a shame. Oh, you've got a few decades left at least. Well, we can work with that. A decade is a while, I think. At least as much as a fairy recognizes the passage of time. Still, there's no reason to delay taking off your clothes if you want to shower with me and touch my cute little fairy bottom. That is, if this young-looking body excites you in any way, let me help you with those rough human clothes. Oh, your body is so human, but still like the fae in certain ways. You're hairier than a fairy by far, but not as furry as some other fae I have known. Although, I guess I've never had much more than a glimpse of any male body before. Take my hand. Let's go into the water and under the waterfall. The water isn't too deep, at least not for you. It's deeper for me, but I'll be okay. Is it too cold for you? We're in a magical place now, and the spirit of the waterfall is my friend. I can ask her to make it as warm as you like. There. How is that? Now, before I let you play with my bottom, let me give you a good washing first. Although, I think I quite like your smell as it is. You'll enjoy a good cleaning with my little hands, though. And a touch of fairy soap. Just stand here under the water with me and let me take care of you. You're so, large. Everywhere. You have such broad shoulders and a broad chest. I could use up all my soap just on them. And may I trace my fingertips down your stomach? Oh, it's beautiful. Do you think I could touch it? I really should, if I'm to properly wash you. Let me just soak my hands, so I can clean it well before I use up all of the soap on the rest of you. Oh, it feels nice in my hands. Hard and soft at the same time. And it's growing. If you keep that up, I may need more soap and bigger hands. I guess I'll just have to do what I can with what I have. Soapy, soapy, soapy. Oh, you like that? This must be what the Fairy King intended all along, since you seem to be enjoying it so much. But I still haven't let you properly touch my bottom yet. Perhaps for that, we should move out of the water and into the house? That way, you can see it better, without all this mist in the way. And I could see you better, too. Please, take my hand and come with me. I feel an urgent need to go in there, alone, with you, and away from the river spirit's crying eyes. We're inside now, and all alone. Don't worry about the water on our bodies. It'll dry eventually. And the magic of this house will keep it from making too much of a mess. And I don't want to stop long enough to dry us off. I'd rather keep playing with your... Or would you rather start touching my bottom now? You want me to put it in my mouth? Is that something you humans do? I've never even heard it whispered among my fairy friends, but the Fairy King said I was to reward you. You liked it when I touched it with my hands. If this gives you pleasure too, then I'm just doing what the Fairy King wanted. Lie down on this bed then. I'd be too short if I knelt in front of you, but if you're on your back... Yes, like that. Now, if I just sit down next to you and lean over... You like that, didn't you? Oh, I did too! Oh, the way you filled my mouth with your hardness and how it kept getting harder. And the way it made me feel. Oh! Even though we're no longer in the water, I felt parts of me somehow getting wetter. You don't want my rear. Hey, I should be giving you my front. That's the way mortals do it, if the rumors are true, and perhaps how my people do it as well. I guess I'm innocent in knowing such things, even if I am suddenly so eager to learn. But the Fairy King would know! That's why he sent me, even if I am innocent in mind and body. Or maybe that's exactly why. But after today... I won't be quite so pure. It might be best if you stayed on your back so that my wings don't get in the way. Then you could just lie back and watch my body bounce up and down on it if you like. All you have to do is lie back on the soft bed here. Were I my normal size, I might have trouble wrapping my arms around it. Now that I am almost human-sized, I shall have to find another way to contain it. These wings still work, even at this size. And still as damp as they are, I can use them to lift me up in the air over you now. Are you getting a good view as I hover over you? I have very precise control of my flight. Watch as I lower myself, oh so carefully. Right down on top of you. But I'm too light and too tight to sink down onto that big thing of yours. You'll need to grab onto my waist and pull me down. It's okay. We Fae are sturdy folk, despite our appearance. Although the Fae don't tolerate strangers all that much, you'll find that my body can be very accommodating of yours. At least, you'll find out if you put your hands on me and bring us together. Ooh. how I stretch to take you in? There's barely any discomfort for me at all, even for my first time. Now, if I beat my wings as hard as I can rise up on you again. I just need you to bring me back down to earth. Oh! Yes! Just like that! And again! Again! Now we have a rhythm going, like the beating of our hearts, or the passing of the seasons. But my wings are growing weary. They work so hard to try to lift me up. They're still wet, and they're not as strong as an adult fairy's wings. But I can't stop this wonderful thing we are doing. Because the part wrapped around you is not tired at all. It's becoming more and more alive every time I bounce on you. And as you move in me more, it becomes easier and easier. My wings don't need to move quite as hard anymore. We can entwine our fingers together, and that will give me more leverage to control our lovemaking. My little breasts are barely big enough to heave as I bounce on you now, but I can see that you still enjoy watching them. I enjoy you watching them. I enjoy the feel of your mortal... cock, is what they call it, isn't it? I love the feel of your cock as I move up and down on it with my fairy... pussy. That's the term for it I've heard. Oh, mortals and fae are meant to mate like this, but right now... it still feels so natural. Oh! Ooh! 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 Hundreds of years of living, but I've never felt more alive. Maybe because I've never done this before. If this is what it feels like when mortals do it, then I could see why your short lives are worth living. I can learn to appreciate time in seconds instead of years now. Oh, there's an urgency in your lovemaking that the fae lack. And it's making me treasure every minute here with you. I can't help but move faster and with more abandon than any fae normally would. Our bodies are getting so warm, and it's all I can do to beat my wings fast enough to keep us cool. Oh, but the breeze can't touch where we're hottest, where your cock is moving inside of me. Oh, I can't take the pleasure anymore. I was supposed to reward you, but I'm the one who's getting the gift. Oh, but you're enjoying this, aren't you? I want you to enjoy it. To enjoy me and my little fairy body. To fill up this tight little fae pussy with mortal seed. Oh! Woo! Ah! Ah! Ooh! Ah! 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 Oh, I'm coming! And you're coming in me! Hold on to me, lest your eruption knock my little body off of you. Ooh! I want it all in me. Oh! 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 Ooh! Ah! Ah! Can't do much more than collapse down on top of you. My little breast pressing down against your chest. Oh, your cock slips out of me, but your seed stays inside. I want to just cover your body with mine, even if I'm so small. I did give you your fairy tale. But it doesn't have to be an ending. Not just yet. It can be the beginning of a long and beautiful story. And you know how every fairy tale begins with once upon a time? Maybe I could convince you to try twice upon a time. Oh.
Yeah.